This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Sky Map, and Life in the Universe. On a clear night in the pre-dawn with a new moon, if you're sleeping in, you're missing some thrills by not looking up at the stars if you can get some distance from light pollution. Lucia, our Australian Shepherd, and I were out and about along the Gulf Coast in just such a situation around 5 a.m. the last couple of days. Normally, we maintain as brisk a pace as she and I are able to maintain along the roads, so she was befuddled at how many times, rather than forging forward, I was stopping to stare in different directions at the planet and stars, obvious even to the naked eye. Now, I understand that some of us have been stargazers all of our lives. Maybe we had an introduction to the wild sky in school studies or on camping trips with the scouts, family, or friends. Perhaps we had just found enough to know where Polaris, the North Star, was for simple navigation if we were lost, so we'd be found. Maybe not. With new apps like SkyMap, we can open our phones, walk this way or that, point them in one direction or another, and pick out more planets and star formations, and even learn to identify them in the future without the app. Today, it was easy to see Orion, Scorpio, Cancer, Castor and Pollux, Ursula Major, Sirius, and more. Jupiter, Venus, and others were also visible with a thin sliver of moon. Other constellations, less known, as well as numerous stars and exoplanets, known to the app and astronomers by their numbers, also tried to inform and educate us. The night sky was amazing before us in the pre-dawn, even as we could hear owls hooting much closer to our road. I was especially fascinated this weekend because I've been listening to an audiobook as I drive, The Secret Life of the Universe, An Astrobiologist's Search for Origins and Frontiers of Life by Nathalie Cabral. According to Wikipedia, she's a French-American astrobiologist specializing in planetary science. Cabral studies ancient lakes on Mars and undertakes high-altitude scientific expeditions in the central Andes of Chile as the principal investigator of the High Lakes Project funded by the NASA Astrobiology Institute. She was appointed in August 2015 to head the SETI Institute's Carl Sagan Center for the Study of Life in the Universe. I have to be honest, I have spent no time thinking about life in the universe. I don't read science fiction. I didn't dream of being an astronaut as a boy or ponder these questions at any length. Nevertheless, Cabral offers a catch-up course on what scientists like herself are trying to determine about whether and where life may exist out there, and it's amazing. I've learned about the possibility of underground oceans on hot planets or their moons that I never would have imagined. I've gotten a better appreciation of why some are now more excited about Mars and its prospects. These astrobiologists are doing some new and exciting things. When it comes to the universe and other life that might be out there in one form or another at some stage of development or another, I have to admit that she's pretty much convinced me on the math. The pure volume of stars, galaxies, exoplanets, and more in the wide and wild sky literally numbers into millions and likely billions. The Hubble telescope was able to identify more than 150,000 stars as a sidebar to its main mission. The pure mathematical probability that we are the only life form in this vast universe is unlikely. The odds are that we can't be alone. At one level, there are Earth-like conditions that seem to exist in other galaxies that we're exploring and have recognized. It would also be wrong in this vast universe to assume that there might be other conditions light years away that produce other life forms different from ourselves, either more or less advanced. All of which has me looking differently at the night sky. I have no idea or clue what might be out there, but I'm impressed that there are many, including in our institutions and financed by our government, that are looking. Furthermore, listening and looking, they're making progress. How exciting to wake up in the morning is that? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.